my second game I ever played. I scored 8 touchdowns, and I ran for 544 yards in one game. And that's when my parents knew this is probably the right sport for me.
How would you sum up your NFL career so far?
I would say it's been good, but I still feel like I have a lot left to give the game. I still feel like I have a lot left in me to prove, a lot that I want to prove and still I want to accomplish.
And Reggie Bush bouncing to the outside, hurtling his way to the 30-yard line and a first down.
Is it daunting to come to a team that's trying to rebound from a down season?
You know, I actually embrace it, you know, because I feel like, you know, for one, this team has a lot of good players, and they have the right coaching, the right mentality. You know, guys want to be here, guys want to work, guys want to get better. And that's the first thing, you know, is having guys that have the right attitude. You know, I've been in teams where guys just want to show up for a paycheck. But that's not the case here. You know, everybody wants to get better. Everybody is here to work hard and wants to improve from last year. So I really didn't feel like I was coming into a bad team. I feel like I was coming into a really good situation with a team that is on the brink of doing something special.
You have a little bit of a Hollywood mystique to you because of going to USC and playing in New Orleans and Miami. But tell me a little bit about how you feel comfortable here in this city.
You know what? I feel really comfortable because I feel like this is a blue-collar city. You know, the people here are really down to earth, you know, low-key, and just work hard. And I feel like, you know, that's the type of person I am. I love to work hard. When people get to know me, they see that I'm down to earth and I'm low-key and I'm a normal guy. There obviously is that little bit of a Hollywood mystique, but I think that's for people who don't know me. You know, I think when people get to know me, they learn, you know, really quick that, one, I love football. I love to play football and I work hard at it. And I'm just a normal guy. I love to have fun.
So you're at a point now where you're certainly not old, but you're a veteran who's been around and you've always excelled. But now maybe you're at that point where people are starting to doubt you a little bit. Does that drive you?
It does. It drives me because, you know, obviously as a natural competitor, I always aim to prove the doubters wrong. So I don't feel like I'm old at all. You know, I'm 28 and I haven't taken a lot of carries. You know, I really didn't start getting the 20 to 25 carries until I got to Miami. You know, I was in New Orleans. I was doing a lot of other things. So I didn't really get too banged up. You know, obviously I had, you know, a few injuries here and there, but that comes with the game. You know, it's a 100% injury rate in this league, and you know, so injuries are part of the game. But for the most part, my body feels good, and I don't feel beat up or worn down.
Is there something about Reggie Bush that maybe people don't know?
Well, I have a shoe fetish. First of all, like when I buy gifts, like let's say Christmas or birthdays, I always buy shoes. I don't know why. It's just kind of like my thing. And then at the same time, I hate dirty shoes. It drives me crazy. Dirty shoes and dirty cars drive me crazy. I don't know why it is. It's just something that is like a fetish of mine. So anytime you see me, my car is for the most part always clean. My shoes are always clean.